Hello.
Word. Hello. Happy afternoon. It
It is at, oh fuck, it is afternoon.
is afternoon now. It's not morning. Can you believe we're.
It might as well be morning. We're fucking tired. Look at
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've definitely gone away from doing this in the morning, which is really funny because I feel like the last few have been in the afternoon. We're
us.
like,
Honestly, probably.
we'll text each other, we'll be like, hey, can we do lunch?
It'll be 7 in the morning. We're like, ooh, I'm not feeling it.
We're like, hey girl, not this morning.
No,
Not right now.
not my day.
It's not happening this morning.
That was
And
literally me this morning. And it
frankly,
was also 30 minutes past the set time that we had. So I'm really glad I texted when I did.
yeah, and I think I don't remember if I was awake, but I saw your text and then I promptly went back to sleep. I was like, all right.
Oh, good for you. I had to get up and get moving and get here. And I was late for here because I couldn't find my work uniform. It was a lot.
Just
So we're having a day. Honestly, we've been in the trenches for like weeks now.
literally. Okay, can I tell you, 2023 kind of is starting off with some violence.
Dude, no. It literally came in with like a throat punch.
Yeah.
She came in swinging.
When I tell you, like, 2023 so far has like pushed me down and then yesterday kicked me while I was down. I said, bitch. I said,
We
what
were doing, we thought it was gonna go so well.
happened? I had high hopes. Like Brooklyn
Dude.
Yuri, Panic at the Disco, high hopes, okay?
Oh, that's
And yesterday, goodness. Did I tell you about, okay, this is so not hockey related, but did I tell you that my whole plasma donation story yesterday?
Yes, you did. On
Okay.
top of everything else that happened to you yesterday, yes, you did.
Oh yeah, hands
No,
numb,
I was.
literally hand stuck like this in a claw because my hand was so numb. Oh my, I thought I was dying. I thought I was gonna throw up. These two male, kind of cute doctors were in front of me, like, are you okay? And I was like,
Oh,
no.
cute.
No.
You're like, no, I'm
No.
not.
And then the day
Are
just
we
kept
ever
going.
okay? My gosh. Yesterday was really like trial by fire.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Dude, that FaceTime caught me off guard. Like, your text message, I immediately like picked up the phone.
Very much so. The fact
I.
that's no offense, I was gonna ignore it because I was watching Gilmore
What?
Girls. I didn't want to talk about it, but then we were talking about it and I was getting fired up and I was like, ooh,
You
maybe
gotta let it out.
I Yeah.
Just happened. That's why vent sessions are so great. And then you got me fired up, and I'm just
Well, and
ready
it wasn't
to like
anything
start
personal.
a
I
fight.
wasn't gonna ignore, like, I just didn't want to talk, and I don't like talking on the phone. I don't know why,
I
but
know. I
like,
don't like that. I love talking on
yeah.
the phone. You're so weird.
But then I was like, you know what? Let me just get it out. Let me just tell the girl what happened. We'll get this over, and like, I
It was quite the
was
FaceTime
getting
call.
fired up.
Quite the FaceTime call.
Ooh, like to the point, like my cheeks, I don't know if you saw me, but like my cheeks were literally so
They're
red
literally like
when we were
red.
on that FaceTime call. I was hot. I was
You're
like,
also wrapped in a fucking blanket.
well, yeah, but because I was cold. So like
This year's going great so far.
the rest of me was so cold. I had just come from work. I work in this quote unquote snow carnival. So it's cold inside. It's cold when I get outside. It's fucking freezing, right? So I get home, I turn the heater on, I said, fuck this. I'm wrapped in a blanket. And then I started talking and my face literally is heated. I was like, ooh, I gotta calm down. So then I said, I'm going to bed.
You literally, I was not ready for that news. I won't get into it, but it was just, it was a lot, even to
Shout
hear.
out to Cynthia right now. She's big mad for me, so
Good. We just sat here for like 30 minutes before even starting this call, just raging about it.
yeah. So anyways, hockey. You
So
know what else
anyways,
we can rage about?
2023.
Let's rage about Hockey Canada because holy
Dude.
shit, we've got updates, and
Okay, let me scroll here.
this is very likely just gonna be half of an episode just of Hockey Canada.
Yeah, there's a lot of tea. There's a lot of tea. And I know I sent this to you when I found it. Did you read through all of it or no? Because
Oh,
it was a fuck
did
ton.
I ever?
Okay,
I
great.
was
We never really
literally,
got to talk about it,
I
so.
was sitting at work on my break and I was in the bathroom. That's probably TMI, but I was. And I said, this is where I need to read the tea. And when I tell you, like, my jaw was on the floor the whole time.
It's unbelievable. It really is. And so we're bringing that back up today, and we're going to go kind of rehash everything that happened, because there is a full as we can get, I would say, report.
Timeline
report.
Everything.
New people. Lots of shit happening. So we are kind of rehashing. We're raging all over again. Today's episode is, today's theme is rage. So,
and you know what's funny? I keep seeing all these videos on my TikTok feed about like feminine rage and like, And right now I'm like, you know what? Right.
Are we finally on like the same TikTok feed? I think so.
I think so. And apparently we're both in our female rage eras, which I guess love it.
Ready to rage. I love it. So, the reason I'm bringing this up, and we're going to go through it completely, is because Hockey Canada's investigation of the 2018 World Junior assault is complete.
Yeah.
And whatever happens now supposedly will be handled privately. And that pissed me the fuck off. Like, I'm just so nosy. Like, I have to know. I have to know what happens. You know what I mean?
I know. I understand why they do this whole, like, not just Hockey Canada, but, like, when shit, like, you know, big news stuff happens. I understand when they're like, okay, we're going to handle the rest of this privately now. Like, I understand.
Yeah.
But as a fan,
mm-hmm.
and as someone who is, like, as people who follow the story closely, where's the closure? Like, do we not get to, like, really? Like, you're just going to tell us all this stuff and then... And if I were a parent, we always come back to this. If I were a parent and I'm seeing all this, and then you're going to tell me, okay, we're going to handle the rest of this privately. No. Fuck you. You're going to tell me. Yeah.
It's a problem. So the investigation will now go through a Hockey Canada adjudication process to determine what sanction, if any, to impose, quote, on the players involved. So it'll be handled privately. But that means we get to go through all the details ourselves.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the best I could do for timeline-wise of what happened. There are new details. Obviously, there's stuff in here I did not mention. Like, obviously, you know, we know that she took a polygraph. She passed it.
Right.
Which, let's be honest, I think that is a very, very fucking telltale sign.
Mm-hmm.
How many people can fucking fake a polygraph? I've never seen it.
I don't think you can.
You can. Exactly. So there we go.
My knowledge.
I know. So there was a report released where, the iPad is ready to go.
Ooh, she's got notes, people.
We are bullet points. Do you see this shit?
Damn.
Oh, I'm going in.
Ooh, none of y'all can see what she just showed because.
Maybe we'll keep this clip just to put on like Instagram.
Okay, that's probably a good idea because none of y'all saw the way that she just scrolled through her iPad now.
There it is.
We're going to try to do this as concisely. Is that a word? Concisely?
Maybe. These are all bullet points, too. These are all bullet points. I'm ready to drag Hockey Canada through the mud.
Love it. We're going to try to do this also as, you know, hopefully this episode doesn't drag on for fucking ever. But
but we're opinionated and we're women and we can talk about whatever we want. So we'll
do this as concise as possible. What's the fucking grammar on that? Never mind. Just I'll look that up later. Grammarly, wherever she is.
Not Grammarly. Wow. All right. Well, basically, this report was released or unsealed. I don't know what the proper terminology is. That's not part of that. But so the author of this whole thing said that he believes personally that the victim, who identified herself as EM, we've said that in the past, that EM had no alternative but to engage in these acts, and that each of the suspects knew or ought to have known that she did not consent. So let's start there.
Yeah.
This guy wrote all this shit up.
Yeah.
And he says that. That's his 2 cents.
Yeah.
We're starting there. So this article also revealed that in the midst of this, while they were at the bar before, it was after the Hockey Canada event, they were at this bar where they met EM before the hotel.
Right.
It also revealed that there was an older man who brought the who bought the group drinks and encouraged EM to, quote, take care of the player she was with the most, who is identified as player one.
Bro, when I read that, and isn't he like involved with the team somehow?
Well, it says that his occupation, it requires him to attend, quote, functions such as this. So that leads me to believe he is some sort of Hockey Canada official or coach or supervisor or some kind of adult that supervises this team.
Yeah, like event manager or like something like that.
Like, you got to understand, these were literally like fucking, what, teenagers at the time? Like,
yeah.
And this is the one fucking trusted adult who is also kind of coercing EM into this situation.
Bought some drinks and literally basically told her to service the team.
Well, this one in particular, player one. Yes. So after that, they get a hotel, or they go back to the hotel room, whatever. They engage in consensual sex. But there's then a record of player one texting in a group chat to his teammates to come to his hotel room to engage in sexual acts with EM. And he did not tell her this.
Right.
He literally went to go pick up, like, takeout food or, like, delivery food and comes back. And all of a sudden, there's, like, 8 or 9, I believe, other teammates in the room with this girl.
Right.
Yep. So someone apparently at Hockey Canada, also the next day, gave player one a heads up that the police were contacted about the events that happened. So he was kind of tipped off, like, hey, there's an investigation that's going to happen. She went to the police. Take care of this. That's what player one was told by Hockey Canada.
By Hockey Canada?
Hockey Canada tipped off player one the next day saying that the police were contacted about it.
Oh, I thought it was like another player or someone that like tipped him off.
Nope.
Which,
This is the next day. Player one then started messaging EM on Instagram and text message, urging her to make the complaint go away.
Right.
When Hockey Canada settled the case at the time, they did not tell any of the players involved that they did settle it or the amount that they used. What the fuck is the term there? Yeah.
No, I got you, but
you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. And apparently at the time also, the messages between EM and player one said that she felt taken advantage of. Now, this report also said that no player used physical force to prevent her from leaving, but the room was small, and especially with 8 or 9 guys crowding it, leaving wasn't really an option, is what she said.
Something like that. 8 or 9 guys.
Hockey players.
Enough. Hockey players. Athletes. Getting their pro athletes.
Yeah.
And you're one girl who, by this point, hopefully wasn't, like, still intoxicated, still intoxicated.
Pretty much all of it.
Defenseless. Like,
that's what she said. Leaving wasn't really an option. Nope. Two videos were also taken of her that night. They were taken of her, quote unquote, consenting. And the first one, she wasn't aware that she was being filmed. And you can see her crying, saying that, like, it's okay. Or something along those lines. Obviously, I did not see the video. It's not released. I would not want to watch it anyways. I'll be real honest. I don't think I could. The second video is after everything else happened. EM says she felt like she had to say that she was fine because she was stuck in that room with them.
Yeah.
So that's the second video, is her being like, you guys are being paranoid or something. Like, there is a quote. I didn't write the quote down. But basically saying she's fine. Like, I enjoyed it. But she felt like she had to say that. Because once again, she's still in the room with all these fucking dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Player one later said in a police interview that he took those videos because he was worried something like this, a police investigation, would happen. Which I think is also a huge telltale sign.
Yeah. I'm like, why would you
doing all this? You invited your teammates and you're worried that a police investigation will happen. What are you doing then?
Why would you feel the need to have this, like, insurance
if it was consensual?
Yeah.
Then why would you?
You wouldn't need the insurance of, like, oh, if there's a police investigation, at least I have this. Like
that's how, then you must have known that she was
too drunk. You knew you were doing something wrong, clearly. Yeah.
Too drunk to make a decision, or, like, you know that this is absolutely not okay with her. And that's a big problem. The next morning, apparently, before she left, Player One asked if EM was going to the police about it before she left the hotel.
Right.
He went to go golfing. She cried the entire Uber home and started blaming herself. When she got home, this is what really got me. When she got home, her mom found her at 5 a.m. on the floor of her shower, seated, clasping her knees, rocking back and forth. That's when her, when she, you know, spilled what happened, that's when her mother went to the police and her dad confronted or contacted Hockey Canada.
Ooh.
Yeah. That got me because, like, fuck. That is the worst feeling in the entire world.
Imagine being her mom and coming in and seeing your child literally having a meltdown and not knowing what's going on.
Yeah, I'm like, granted, you know, my whole thing was like a different circumstance, thank God. But that is exactly what I did, is I like sat on the floor of my shower and I just fucking sat there and I was like, holy shit. Like, it's, that's, it's very, very real.
I remember once this
and stuff like that is very vivid.
But like, I remember once I came home from school crying and my parents were like in the kitchen when I got home. I didn't think they were. I thought they were already in bed because it was late. Came home from school crying and from rehearsal crying. So hence it being late, right?
Mm-hmm.
And literally within the next day, I didn't know, my dad called the school and whatnot. And they were like, and he literally was like, fix it. You, like, my daughter literally just came home, like meltdown in tears. Y'all better fix it. And it was fixed next day. Like,
yep.
As a parent, like, seeing that stuff is got to be like jarring, and like,
you just wanna, break like, you, because like, you want to live to like protect your child.
Yeah.
And here, this is sadly some stuff that happens like in the real world, you know. We can't just like ignore it.
Yeah,
obviously we all wish it didn't happen. But
oh, okay.
It happens, and that's the harsh reality. But it's that feeling of like sitting there on the floor of your shower, just like completely drained, completely broken. Holy shit, this just happened.
Not knowing what to do. Like,
that's something you can't just like make up.
No.
You know, I know this is all still technically alleged until stuff up, whatever happens.
Like, why would her parents make that up?
That's brutal.
Why would her mom make that up? Who's
been there? That's fucking brutal.
Literally, yeah. Like, what? That's not something you, as a parent, that's not something you make up about your child.
No,
I literally walked in and saw her sitting on the floor in tears, rocking back and forth, mid panic attack, probably. Why would I make that up?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, it's horrible. And so her mom contacted the police and her dad went to straight to Hockey Canada. And this is when Hockey Canada got to Player One and said, hey, you know, there's an investigation. And he started messaging her. A quote from him in one of these messages said, what can I do to make this go away? Because he was extremely scared and paranoid, which as he should be, apparently.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I know.
I guess we'll keep
stupid technicalities, right? Yeah, but still, he begged her to basically go back to the police and call it off and everything. She eventually told the police it was a mistake to get Player One to leave her alone. So no charges were filed in 2019. And the reasoning for no charges being filed was redacted on the report. And so now here we are. Investigation reopened. All of this just came out. All these details that I just spilled. Like, that was not part of anything until recently.
Right.
When was that? Like, what, 3 weeks ago, maybe, that I sent it to you?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah. And that's when it all came out, from the Globe and Mail. That's where all this came from.
Right.
And it's just, like, mind-blowing. And, like, now it's gotten to the point where she's very willing to be public about it. Like, she is not holding back. Text messages, videos, polygraph tests. Like, it is fucked up. So those are the deets. That is the tea of what happened. There's a lot more graphic details in that report that I did not feel comfortable saying.
Yeah, which is fair.
Yeah.
If y'all want the tea,
God bless her for saying
go to the Globe and Mail.
Go to the Globe and Mail. which you know what? Actually, go to Twitter, because you have to pay to read the Globe and Mail now. So anytime they're the ones that come out with like all the tea, it's like, okay, well, you can't read it. You have to pay for it. I'm like, are you kidding? So someone on Twitter screenshotted this entire report and put it on Twitter. And I was like,
thank God for that person, honestly, because we needed the tea.
Yeah. And that's why I'm kind of pissed that like, I want to know what happens now.
I know. Well,
it's just become such a big deal. And especially it's something that I think we both can kind of relate to in different ways, of course, but
yeah,
it's just that important. We had to rehash it.
Yeah. I'm just like,
your thoughts, are you processing?
Yeah. I feel like I'm still like processing a lot of that. Cause like,
it's a lot.
It's a lot. The part that like really gets me is the like person, the adult at the bar or the club, whatever.
And that's what I had no idea about until I read this report.
Yeah.
And the fact that he straight up said his job requires him to be at stuff like this.
Yeah.
And you're overseeing this is what you're implying.
That part really bothered
me. That's fucked up. Like, who are you putting in charge of your children?
Literally.
Which is why this whole Hockey Canada needs to change, new board of directors, like everyone fucking resigned. Like, it's these people. And they know. And I think this report really, really proves that.
Very much so. And that's so bouncing off of what you just said then, they did hire a new board. Granted, this was pre-Christmas when this came out.
This was pre this report coming out.
Yeah, I was like, honestly, a lot of this stuff is like pre-Christmas, because we did take that time off from recording the podcast.
Like I said, we've been in the emotional trenches, so yeah, have not that, been. We're back.
Time with our families and holidays. Like, there was just no like podcast recording that was going to happen over these last couple weeks.
Not happening.
Nope. Now we're finally getting caught up. So new board has been hired. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any updates on this since. But when I did see this update, they've been tasked with rebuilding public trust. Their first task
is to hire,
huh?
That's a tall fucking order.
Literally. First task is hire a new CEO and rebuild trust in the organization.
Wow.
So basically 9 names were put up for either acceptance or rejection by the Federation's 13
provinces.
And territorial bodies. There were 4 men.
That'd be provinces, right? Providence is a city in like
Rhode Island. It's provincial, but I spelled it wrong.
We got there.
Oh, I see what I did. Anyways, provincial and territorial bodies, 4 men and 5 women. Basically, I don't remember who it was that said this, but there was someone who like recommended. They were like, hey, maybe don't have don't have this like gender inequality in the board. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. The part that kind of bothered me about that was a lot of the Hockey Canada updates leading up to this before they got the new board were
the woman.
Yeah. I was. And so now there's
her name. I don't have my notebook, but
there's still more women. Yeah. There's more women than men. There's 1 more woman than men on this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, are we girls supporting girls or what? Like
it's not about gender equality. It's about, at least in this aspect right now, it's about
being
a decent fucking person.
Yeah, maybe that. So
like, this girl tried to just deflect and place blame when she got called into the fucking parliament in the investigation.
Yeah.
And she resigned like the next week. Like, girl, you know, you fucked up. This isn't about, don't try to put it on gender right now.
Right.
Don't try to deflect it like that. It's not about gender. It's about being a decent fucking person and like handling things a certain way. Cause that's not how you that's not even how you run like a company. It's way bigger than that. You know? Exactly. Oh.
So
Canada.
I will say, like, one of the I do remember reading this. I didn't write it down, but one of the females on the new board, I guess, like, was on an Olympic team. I want to say she was like part of a team that won a medal of some sort. So like, good for her. We at least have someone in there who like knows hockey, knows like how this shit should work. And there was someone else who was like an ex-judge. Something like that. So
okay,
good mix of people, I hope. All the names were in the article. I didn't write a single one down.
No, look at us, come on.
Yeah. Oh my god, wait, I did. I crossed it out though, because I was like, this isn't important. No, of course I'm talking about it. New board has a retired judge. And I think the problem that I wrote down is I was writing down the wrong name. And so I don't remember the guy's name, but retired judge. So hopefully we have some good people in there.
Hopefully some good like legal guidance.
Yeah.
God forbid something similar happens again. I hope, obviously we hope it doesn't, but God forbid some sort of incident like this, it can be handled and advised properly.
Exactly. Legally.
Yes. Safely. That's, I'm like that. I, we, you knew what I meant.
Oh, definitely. Now I'm just adding on to what you meant. Like,
yeah.
Legally, safely. Just genuinely, the most important thing that they need to do right now is rebuild that public trust. Like, I yeah. Could not imagine being a parent right now and my kid being like, I want to play hockey for Hockey Canada. And I'm like, the fuck you do?
I'd literally say no. I would not. This is an organization at the moment. I hope they do better. Like we say, I hope they do better. They're massive in the hockey world. You know, it's huge. And if current circumstances, I would not let my kid play for Hockey Canada.
I would.
Like, that's just a lot. If you want the best for your kid, like your kid is gifted at hockey, you know, he can get to like the NHL or whatever. Like,
yeah.
If that was the only route, I wouldn't let him do it.
Yeah. I don't think I would be able to sleep soundly at night if I were a parent and went that route.
Absolutely not. It's crazy.
Anytime I see someone wearing, like, because I've seen a couple people still, like, in Vegas that's like wearing Hockey Canada stuff, I'm like, ooh. I see the logo and I'm like, ooh.
Literally, that happened to me at work last weekend. Someone showed up with a Hockey Canada hat, and I was like, in this climate?
In this economy?
Right now? Shocker. Bold. Bold move.
Bold. And it's one of those things I want to say, oh, it's not the whole, not all men, you know, like that whole thing, but like.
It's just, that's where it's hard to really speak on it.
Like, I want to like equate that in this situation. I'm like, I'm sure it's not all the teams. It's not all like, you know,
some people really do just go there to play hockey and mind their own fucking business.
Yeah. It's not all of the employees, like blah, blah, blah. But like
it wasn't this entire World Junior team. It wasn't, right. But there were 8 or 9 people in that room that were a part of that team. Like, that's a fuck ton. You do have to think about like both sides of that.
Exactly.
And that's got to be hard on like the people, obviously, maybe on the team who were not involved in that. You know, that's got to be hard for them to hear about too, and for them to go through, because they get dragged into it as well. You know, whether they knew about it or not, now they're part of it.
Yeah.
And they just, for all we know, they just showed up to play hockey and do their job. Like, it's.
Can you imagine?
Literally. And that's what's happening.
The next day, or like years later, finding out, like, oh shit, my teammates?
Mm-hmm.
My teammates? I would be embarrassed.
And I believe a bunch of this 2018 team is now like in the NHL.
I'd be sick if
it's horrible.
I don't even have the words for that. Like,
exactly. Like, yeah. Imagine like one, like we find out one of our best friends pulled crap like this. Like, it is disgust. It's horrifying. It's horrifying.
Literally. Like that actually makes me nauseous.
Yeah. It's crazy. And so there are both sides of that, which is, it's got to be tough for them too.
Yeah, because, like, I don't want to discredit them.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, in all of this, I'm like, yeah, fuck Hockey Canada, blah, blah, blah. But also at the same time, I'm like, I very obviously cannot discredit the actual good people that came out of this. But it's just, I mean, like, this goes for any, like, type of big news situation like that. It's like once you start, I don't know, it's hard because, like, you start saying all this and then people are like, but not all, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, yeah, I know. But, like, the bad apples are in there. And, like, you kind of have to talk about that.
Yeah. It's a hard thing to balance.
Just makes me sick.
Ugh. Hockey Canada.
Let's move on to something fun.
I know.
At least a little bit more lighthearted.
Yeah. There's a couple things.
Yeah. Unfortunately, well, this next one isn't exactly lighthearted, but I do kind
but
of
it
find
is it in a way. It is in a way. It's a good transition, I think. So obviously the Winter Classic was this past week.
Can we also, before we even jump into the, like,
oh,
what
okay.
happened, VGK and Seattle being next year's Winter Classic?
I'm so excited, bitch.
We love to see tripping. It. Come on, expansion babies.
Like, we're going to Seattle, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm excited. No, I'll find a way to go.
Literally, okay, so because I told you about how on Thanksgiving, like, my family invited over that Kraken fan, right? He's my dad's coworker.
Yeah, but
love him. He literally was so nice, but he was like, Carson, you have to go to a Kraken game. I was like, Dusty, you have to go to a VGK game.
Like, fucking Kraken, they're so stupid.
Yeah,
so stupid, dude. I can't get on board.
Basically, like, all of the, like, I'm just excited. I immediately texted my dad. I was like, you better tell Dusty that if he's not there, I'm gonna be disappointed in him.
Is that his name?
Dusty, yeah.
Oh my God.
I feel so bad. I kept calling him Dustin because I thought I was mishearing. I was like, there's no way his name's Dusty.
It's not that off. It's not like you're calling him like Brad or something. I don't know.
True.
But
yeah, no, Dusty.
So fucking funny. It makes me think of the Just Friends movie. Mm-hmm. Dustin Pickleman. He's Jersey. He skis in his jeans.
But yeah. Anyways, I'm like,
oh, Dusty. That's so funny. Oh, Dusty. It's going to be so sick.
I'm so excited.
I love it.
Anyway.
So, this year's Winter Classic, Penguins and Bruins. It was at Fenway Park, which is actually pretty cool. I believe both teams showed up in, like, baseball uniforms, like, old fashioned.
They did. I loved that.
I think it was so cute.
I thought that was genius.
It was awesome. I also saw the Rat. What's his fucking name? Brad Marchand make a TikTok. And I was like, hold on. Because it was at Fenway Park. It's the walking by. It's just, excuse you, bro. And he goes, you're excused, bruh. Like, it was that one. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you're excused, and you're not my bro.
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
That's a whole trend going on TikTok right now.
No, I know that, but why Brad Marchand at Fenway Park?
I don't know. Like, I saw that video.
For that reason.
I saw that video, and then you sent it to me, too, so I saw it again, and I was like, I can't get away from it. The Rat just is
following. No, he follows everybody. It's hilarious. Who, I want to know, who was the other person in the video? Because it looked like it might have been one of the Red Sox players. But I cannot remember for sure because I was more focused on the fact that Brad Marchand was in a TikTok. I was.
Wait, but he was in the one that the Bruins posted when Taylor Swift's new album dropped.
Yeah, but that wasn't as, like, jarring as this one was.
It so was. To me,
you just had to, like, lay there and just, you know, be dramatic like a bitch.
It was,
but
like,
this one, it was like full on, look in the camera, say these words, you know. Yeah. Like, I was like, wow, he really did it for the TikTok.
Oh yeah, no, he fully did it. I thought, did their team not post it?
Someone fucking did. It was very funny, I'll give him that. I 1000% laughed, but I think it was more out of shock.
It was, I giggled. I was like, that's funny.
I had a shock. Okay, you keep looking for that because now I want to find it.
Yeah.
But oh, there's a theme night. Oh, that's cute. Sorry, I opened Instagram. That was a bad idea. whoops. But so the Winter Classic.
Okay, yeah. He's literally the first one in the Taylor Swift.
Well, yeah, I know he was in it, but that's not my point. The point is that this was a full-on performance TikTok. Like, this was gonna just lay there and I'm going to move the phone around. This was a, hey, look right here. Walk by. Turn around. You have to mouth this phrase. Like, it was all the work.
the way actually no one said who the other person is.
I know. And he was wearing a Bruins hat, I believe.
Literally someone commented, who's the other guy? I guess we'll never know.
I think, can you send it to me real quick? Because if it's the Red Sox player I'm thinking of, then I know who it is.
Because
I know there were a few there. But yeah, Bruins ended up winning 2-1 in the most ridiculous way possible. And I don't think you knew about this until today.
I literally did not know this part because I actually, before we started recording, I opened my ESPN app to look at any headlines that we needed to bring up.
Yeah.
And I, well, when you had already told me, and then I opened my app and I was like, let me see if there's anything else we need to talk about today. And I saw that and I was like, oh shit, like I completely missed the news.
Yeah. That's.
Anyways, keep going.
No, it's
supposedly, sorry, it's supposedly an Enrique Hernandez.
Oh my God, Kike. See, that's who I thought it was. It's Kike. He used to play for the Dodgers. I love him. Best baseball butt I've ever seen in my life.
Word.
Yeah, literally. We love Kike. I miss him. Anyways, that's who I thought it was because I knew he was there and I knew he had the beanie on, but I was so focused on like the sheer fucking shock of seeing Kike in a TikTok.
There's only one guy who commented that it was, oh, two.
Yeah, it's Kike Hernandez.
We love Hernandez.
Yeah, we do. I don't even like the Red Sox. I fucking love Kike.
Someday. Okay, sorry. Now that I've completely...
No, I had to find out who that was for my sake, too, because I was like, I know Kike was there. I saw pictures of him with someone else, and I was like, guys, if it's, it looked, because it looked like the same outfit in the picture. I was like, wait a second. I'm trying to put two and two together.
So, Bruins won.
So, Bruins won 2-1 against the Penguins. Right. This just kills me. Like, in a kind of funny, but not so funny way.
The only person who scored... Sorry, keep going.
The only goal scorer for the Bruins was Jake DeBrusk. Scored both goals. I think the second goal was with 2 minutes and some change left, I believe, in the third. And to top it all off, this bitch broke his fibula.
Oh, not the fibula.
That's your leg, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, tibia and fibula. That's the two.
Right. Yeah.
Isn't that right?
I took anatomy many years ago. Sure.
I didn't even take anatomy. I'm just guessing. Wait.
Why would you do this?
Yeah, it's your leg.
Yeah.
Top five dumbest hockey girl.
You could have just said that he broke his leg, but you had to go.
But with I had technology. To. It's fibula, and I was like, "Shit, is that actually his leg or is it his arm?"
No, it's that's leg. Ulnar and radius.
Radius is like a circle.
No, I didn't say radius.
Oh.
I don't remember the word. I know. Never mind. You know what? Cut the anatomy lesson.
Graham, that's awesome. Wow. We're so smart.
One thing that we are not is...
This is like my fucking Michigan girl thing all over again. Wow. That was great. I'm such a blonde.
The only goal scorer, and he broke his leg.
Scored both of these fucking goals. Broke his leg. He said, we are winning this game if you fucking like it or not.
Yeah. I will literally drag us to the finish line.
He literally did. Brad Marchand was busy making TikToks with Kike. And Jake DeBrusk said, fuck you. I'm going to win this. And he did. And now he's on long-term injured reserve. Okay.
I'm pissed at my ESPN notifications because I thought that game was going into overtime. And apparently it did not. Mm-hmm. I feel like they just send them, like, too soon.
I mean, I understand the need to be prepped and ready. But literally, you're ESPN. You can't afford to make these fucking mistakes.
Mm-mm. So, but anyways, Bruins won. Homie broke his leg.
Bruins won. Jake DeBrusk chose violence. My shoes are untied. Jesus.
I kind of love that, like, when did he break his leg?
Oh, literally, like, end of, like, near the end of the game. Oh,
okay. I was like, he wasn't playing on it the whole time, I'm guessing.
No, it's a broken leg. I know. I've, like, danced with a broken toe, but that's different. This is like you're skating with big blades and you're knocking into other people. You can't do it with a broken leg.
True. I guess, yeah.
But yeah, so that was like highlight of the fucking game, I think. I will
I
say
love it.
Chris Letang had to opt out of the game, I believe, for the Penguins, due to family matters, so he wasn't playing. But yeah, they still scored. I don't remember who scored for the Penguins, I'll be honest. I was too focused on Jake DeBrusk and Brad Marchand making a TikTok. It was a lot.
Oh, he
Oh.
didn't just break his leg.
Oh, there's like a hand injury or something too.
Yeah, he had a hand injury too. And both of his goals were scored in the third period with 2 minutes left.
That's right. Wow,
His
Penguins just said, fuck this guy.
recovery time is 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Oof. But it doesn't say when.
Isn't it like if you break a finger, you're out like 4 to 6 or some shit?
Yeah, I think so.
But that on top of a leg, bud.
Ouch.
Dude, Penguins said f they were bitter.
Fibula.
Bitter.
R.I.P. DeBrusk's fibula.
Fucking slash him in the leg. Like, how did this happen? I kind of want to know.
I know, I really, but like they
Let's
didn't
look up
say
a highlight reel.
that whole article, it didn't say like when this happened. So I'm
I know.
confused.
I wonder if it was literally like a fucking Bobby Clark dim something. I think it'd be funny. I mean, it's not funny, but you know what I mean. Well, so that was the Winter Classic.
Incredible.
That's literally the only thing I have on it because I was like, that's all that matters right now.
Yeah. I mean, I just love those outdoor games. I love when they
They're
do
so
them when
fun.
they're back. Yeah.
They're
I'm
so
happy.
fun.
Okay,
And next year we're doing.
you had another little like update.
I do. Well, I have playoff projections, and then we got a rookie.
We love a rookie
Take your pick.
watch.
Which one do you want first?
We'll go with the rookie.
Okay. Oh my gosh. So Connor Bedard is making the junior, like the World Juniors tournament, his bitch.
We love to see it.
Honestly, he is, fuck Hockey Canada aside, he is playing for Team Canada. But Connor Bedard is taking no prisoners. It's insane. So he is projected to go number one in the 2023 draft pick. In the 20 draft pick, the draft. You know what the fuck I'm saying.
Yes.
He's projected to be the number one pick. Now, they also say because of how he's playing, they expect him to be a player kind of like Barzi or Draisaitl.
Ooh.
This information comes from The Athletic, by the way.
Okay.
And also just watching fucking Connor Bedard. But he, so neither Barzi nor Draisaitl, like either of them really had an immediate NHL impact, but they grew to be so freaking huge. And they're very, very important and they're very smart on the ice. So the fun thing is, number one picks have had like very, very, very different rookie seasons. Like, look at Jack Hughes, flopped. Number one
You're
pick, worst
dying on
fucking
that note.
season. Literally, look it up. Everyone in the fucking world agrees with me. He
I
flopped.
know.
He got it together, but Lord.
It just makes me laugh every time you bring it up. I'm like, you are
Like,
really like
Jack Hughes. And I'm like, do you realize he sucked ass his first season?
went number one.
Worst, worst rookie season ever. No
Yeah.
Calder, nothing.
It's still flop behavior.
It's so fun. Like, oh, I will give him a hard time until like the day I die. Like, it's
Oh,
so
yeah. Like I said, you're
funny.
dying on that hill.
Absolutely. But then if you go in the opposite direction of number one draft picks with like Matthews and McDavid, they went hard their first season, super quick. Matthews had a 69-point rookie season. And then I did not write down McDavid's,
Oops.
actually. Shoot.
That's
But
fine.
Nathan MacKinnon also was a number one draft pick. So I know. He sucks. All right. But we're gonna fucking talk about the stats.
Sorry, y'all didn't see that, but I'm
This
just
gets
dying.
gagged. But Nate MacKinnon, number one draft pick, sixth season, ended up with a 63-point rookie season. So with the way that he's playing and based on his current performance, Connor Bedard is projected to have a 72-point season, which would put him right in that line of Austin Matthews, Nate MacKinnon, just under Connor McDavid, which is
Damn.
it's pretty sick for a number one draft pick. Unless you're like Jack Hughes and you just flop like nobody's business.
I know. I'm like, it's so funny to me whenever I hear these like projections, because I'm like, you really like, that's cool. love that you're projecting this, but like, what if he flopped?
I know, and that's what's fun about it. I love that game. Like, they also usually a number one draft pick averages, I forgot to write this down, but I'm remembering it. They average like 18 more wins, like with the team, their first season. I believe that was the stat. And projected right now, once again, based on current performance with Connor Bedard, will be 22 wins. Which is really impressive. I don't remember what the fuck Matthews and McKinnon were.
I just want to know who's sitting there like doing these projections. I'm like, what's
this? That's literally an algorithm. There's graphs. I was like, this is actually really fucking cool.
Yeah.
I can't explain it, a lot of it, to save my life, but it's very interesting.
I just want to know who's sitting there and is like, this sounds right.
I will say there was one, his name starts with an L and I cannot pronounce it. Mm. Lots of letters. I have no clue.
Okay.
But it was really cool to kind of see, like, he hasn't even been drafted yet and they're predicting a career like Austin Matthews, like Connor McDavid, like Draisaitl, like Barzy, like McKinnon. Like, that's fucking huge. And he hasn't even been drafted yet. Jack could never.
Well, I just imagine, like, I love that, but if I were that player, I'd be like, stop. I'd be like, please.
It's a lot of pressure.
Don't put this on me right now.
Yeah.
I'd be like, just let me play, which I'm sure a lot of them are. They probably don't even look at this stuff, or like
they shouldn't.
The back burner of their mind. They're like, I can't think about this because if I do, like, I'm just going to lose it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that's what they've been trained to do. Mm-hmm. But I could not imagine hearing that and being like, yeah, let me, like, you know, keep going. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to shit myself.
Like, it's hard, but that's why it's like, this is your job. Like, you know how you play, you know how well you play.
Just, well, then you get talked about for the rest of your career like Jack Hughes.
I know.
If you flop, then it's like. It's
great. It's so fun for me.
Yeah.
I love Jack Hughes, like, low-key. Not in that crazy-ass 13-year-old TikTok kind of way.
Right.
When they're like, oh, my God, so cute. Major hockey crush. It's like, meanwhile, little do you know, this dude is, like, the biggest flop of the fucking year. Like, that's when he blew up on TikTok, was his rookie year. And I was like, are you shitting me? You guys really don't know, do you? Wow. It's fun.
Y'all weren't here for this, but.
He glowed up a little bit, I'll be honest. I can say it, but. Come on, I'm never going to let him live that down.
You're never going to let that go.
If he and I were friends, that would be my go-to insult any fucking time.
Oh, but it's like,
I wonder if it's Trevor Zegras' go-to insult because they're best friends. It's like, well, at least I didn't flop my rookie season. Like, one was up for the collar, one was down here in the fucking trenches. I would ride that forever.
And if I were Jack Hughes, I'd throw it back and be like, you didn't even get the Calder, my guy. Like, I know.
That's so funny. He's like, at least I was in the running.
I would throw that back hardcore. I'd be like, yeah, where's your Calder, huh?
Detroit?
Huh.
Who?
I don't remember you being named
Insider. Oh, it's so good. Anyway.
I would throw that back so hard if I were him. And be like, awesome. Shut your mouth.
So we do have a lot to look forward to for Connor Bedard.
Yeah,
I don't know what team is going to draft him. Like, I'll be honest, I don't know what team is going to try to get him.
Yeah.
I really don't know. It'll be interesting for sure.
Do we know
to go to a good team?
This might be a really dumb question, but do we know who has first pick or no?
I have no idea. I haven't looked into it, but I have no idea.
This isn't that, like, first pick. NHL 2023.
But also, you know, whoever does end up with first pick could also completely, you know, change the game and go for, like, more of, like, a lower pick, which someone's done before.
We and do know.
Who is it?
2023 NHL draft. This is according to Google. Montreal receives Florida's 2023 first round pick.
That's just a first round pick, though. That's not an order. I believe the order is, like, figured out there. I'm not sure. We'll have to watch it.
If I remember right, isn't there a whole, like, lottery that happens?
Yeah. I think that's it.
Okay. Cut out that little bit. Mm-hmm. Montreal. Yeah, there's a whole lottery that happens, so we don't know who has it yet.
No, but it'll be super interesting because I've seen a team, like, completely ignore the number one projected pick and go for a lower one. And that player was pissed. Like, it was ridiculous, and it's just shocking. So it's like, someone could pull a move like that for sure. But I feel like with the way that Bedard is playing in the tournament right now, like, all eyes are on him. Everyone is going to want Bedard. As they should. He's going to be great. So we have a lot to look forward to.
Well,
and with his rookie season.
Yeah, I was like, I love watching the rookie seasons a lot more lately. Someone asked me recently, they were like, who's your favorite player? I was like, honestly, like, at the moment, I don't have one.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Beniers.
Well, but then I followed that up. I was like, honestly, at the moment, I don't have one. But can I tell you who I'm really enjoying watching right now? Rookie season. He was like, who? I was like, Beniers. He was like, honestly, respect. I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that's, at the moment, much more interesting to me than it was last season.
It really is interesting because it's also like, this is where the future of the NHL is.
Yeah.
You know, this is who's going to, like, little kids now are going to watch these guys, like, have the craziest careers ever. And look up to them. So like, oh, we get to see that starting out. It's really cool to focus on.
It's two simultaneous histories happening, like, literally right before our fucking eyes with Ovechkin and, like, all
and Gretzky.
Literally, like, just about, like, ready to become the literal GOAT, right? And then also, like, all these rookies starting their careers could, who knows, maybe in their future, crush Ovechkin's. Like, we don't know.
Bedard could fuck Ovechkin over big time. Like,
you don't know what could happen. Like,
and that's what's so exciting about rookie seasons, is because it sets a really cool tone and you get to focus on, like, how they progress from there forward.
Yeah.
Which I know that sounds so lame and, like, so cliche, but I love it.
I know.
It's fun. It's like watching kids grow up. It's like, it's fun. Yeah. This is cute. Like, it's such a proud one. It's like us watching Cody Glass.
Can we talk about it? I was watching the Predators game the other night, and he scored in a power play. And they put up some stat. I don't remember what it was, but it was about Cody Glass. And he shared it, and he put it on his Instagram story. I was like, thank you guys so much for the – he was like, thanks for the support. And I was like, oh.
A freaking cutie. Like, we've watched him literally grow so far.
The announcers of that game were talking about it. They were like, it's crazy how, like, he was with Vegas and he did well, but, like, it is unfortunate how he started his career with, like, injuries and all that.
We were both in the arena for one that was, like, horrifying.
Yeah, that one took him out.
It was the best VGK comeback in history, but it was like, the arena was silent. Like, I was like, oh, my God. Carson was up here. I was down here, and we were both like,
but no. Then now to see him, like, literally flourishing in Nashville, I'm like, yay, do it.
He had his first bite. He fed some guinea pigs. He looks like a man now. Like, I'm like, oh, yay.
I just love it.
It's fun, too, because, like, we're literally the same age as him.
I know. I'm like,
it's like, honestly, if you still lived here, we'd be best friends, and I stand by that. We really would.
Yeah.
It's so fun. But so, I'm excited to witness all of that with Connor Bedard, especially with the way he's playing now. It's fucking insane.
Yeah. I love those projections because, well, I do. And then I'm also like, come on. Like, you don't know what's going to happen. Oh, but yeah. I love them because, like, it gives you an idea of, like, this is probably what you should be looking for and what you should be looking at. And I'm like, you know what? You're right.
Yeah. It's so cool. But speaking of projections, we got one more.
One more.
We're going to end on a really fun note, because I know we started our season with this, our personal hockey season with this.
Let me pull up that page because I don't remember what I said.
Now that we're roughly halfway through.
Oh, my God.
Well, not through our season. We've been slacking like motherfuckers. But through through the NHL season.
Yeah.
Roughly halfway-ish. We have some updated playoff and cup projections.
Work.
I kept it simple. I wrote down, like, if playoffs started today, who would win each division, and then if the cup final was today, who would win? That's what I wrote down. I'm not doing first, second, third. I just went straight for the
simple.
We're keeping it simple. Okay. For divisions, if it started today, for the Atlantic, the Leafs would win the Atlantic. I know, what the fuck does that tell you?
But I love that. Like,
I don't, they're gonna choke.
No, good come on, thing Martha.
Is they were projected for this shit like that last year too. Look what happened.
I know, but I mean, also like, come on, Marner, like you go.
Mitchell. Yes, Mitchell.
No, Mitchell.
But not the goalie. Who the fuck is that goalie that I ragged on a couple weeks ago?
Oh my God, who was that?
The cheater.
Yeah.
Nothing Matt Murray. Ever came from- Matt Murray.
The fact that nothing ever came from that, I'm so mad. I know,
I'm kind of pissed. So fuck Matt Murray. We love Mitch Marner. And the Leafs are still going to choke in round one. I'm standing by it. So anyways, if they started today, that's projected, but we all know that's going to go in the shitter. So Metro Division, Canes, the Canes.
Oh, Canes.
Are you kidding? Well, hello.
I there was noise. I didn't hear you. And I literally heard Queens and I was like, that's not a thing. I was like, you go, Queens.
No, the Canes.
Canes. Love to hear it, I guess.
Yep. I do still miss, what's his fucking name? Why am I blanking on him?
Not at all who I predicted, but okay.
Did I predict that? I don't remember.
Yeah, obviously I didn't predict the Leafs either.
I don't have my notebook. It's at home. No one predicted the Leafs except Aaron Logan.
True. All right, who's next?
The Canes. Who's the, wait, the, Dylan Coughlin, that's what I was thinking of. I couldn't remember his name. I don't know why. The one time I can't remember his name. Love him. Yeah. Good for him. He's doing great. Central, Avalanche.
That screams typical behavior, but okay.
No, but also, isn't like, Landeskog is out, I believe.
Yeah, still. He should still be
out for like a hot minute. What is this?
Didn't we just, not we, Golden Knights just played Avalanche, didn't they?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I've been so out of it the past few weeks. I could not tell you.
I think that was the only game
like my team played.
I think that was the only game recently, VGK, that I was able to watch.
I haven't.
Oh, yeah, we did. We won. And I don't remember.
Not us, but yay.
Right. They won. Yeah. I don't remember hearing Landeskog's name the entire game.
Yeah, I believe he had some big ass injury and is not playing the rest of the season, if I remember right. I know I talked about it before, but like I said, she's not fully here. Like, lights are on, no one's home. So I cannot tell you what it is.
I don't see him on the roster.
And for Pacific, projected right now is the Flames.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not VGK at the moment.
No, but VGK is second. They're right under. So they're kind of neck and neck-ish. And with the percentages of the likelihood and how people are playing and all that, projected to win the cup right now is the Flames with 14%. Highest of any team.
You know what? I would not be disappointed in that, frankly.
I think it would be fun. But I wish we still had the Flames still had Tkachuk, because that would just make it great. It's interesting, though, that, like, they lose Tkachuk, they lose Johnny Hockey, who God knows what the fuck is going on with him. And now they're projected to win the cup right now?
Like, yeah, and it's like, what happened? It's like, whoa.
Wait a second.
What are y'all doing? What y'all put in the water?
That was on the Flames, right? Am I crazy? I'm so out of it today.
Who?
Matthew Tkachuk.
He was, wasn't he?
He was on the Flames, wasn't he? That's the fucking team.
Because that was the whole keeping up with the Tkachuk's. You know, yes, like,
thank God. Yeah, because Brady showed up to the game because Brady's the Senators.
Yeah.
God, I'm losing it today. Look at me.
Yeah. Same.
It's unhinged.
Wait, first episode back from holiday break. What? Give us some grace.
It was a fucking whirlwind.
Like,
holiday break. It was like a depression break, right? It was a whirlwind.
We've been quite out of it. We're getting back into it.
God, I know.
We got this.
We're doing great. We're doing great. We made it. We made it through this whole iPad notes section.
We did it. And you know what? I would say we did it quite successfully. Thank you very fucking much.
I mean, ESPN notifications aside.
Anatomy lesson aside. ESPN notifications aside. She's trying her best. Okay.
We are like the biggest definition of a hot mess today.
Quite.
I'm gonna see you later tonight too, and it'll probably still be a hot mess.
Yeah.
You literally forgot we're going out tonight.
No, literally. When I tell you I got the notification that VGK was playing, it's their Pride night. I said, "Ooh, let me look at tickets."
I was like, bitch, we got plans.
Not only do I have work, but I also am going out after. So when did I think I was going to be able to fit in a hockey game? When?
Never.
I just would like to ask my brain, when did you think that?
Oh,
Where do you
those
think?
were the days when we could be like, hey, bitch, you want to go to a Knights game? And we could just
Right?
pick up and go. Those were the days.
I know.
Now it takes an obscene amount of scheduling.
That and an obscene amount of budgeting. I'm like, girl,
Facts.
you got that.
Literally heard. We are both like so independent now. It's crazy.
Yeah, the way
Look
that
at
I.
us. Look at us. We've come so far in the whole like year. We're coming up on 1 year with the Hockey Girls, by the way. And look how far we've come. We're
I
not
know.
recording in on the floor of our bedrooms anymore.
I know. I was like, wait, didn't we actually, haven't we already come up on the air?
Nope, because it was in March. It was All-Star Weekend because that was like our third episode before we dropped all three.
Oh, right.
Remember, because we got the plug from one and only Biz Nasty himself.
Right.
Love of my life.
Oh my gosh.
Also known as Carson's most iconic boot and rally of her life.
The way that I literally, I
Oh,
still talk about that to this day.
I talked about it to someone at work the other day.
Bro, I almost had another one of those moments,
Me
though, recently. Yeah. Literally
Oh,
New Year's Day.
New
I literally, okay. Not
this is amazing. I love
hockey
this.
related, but yeah, no, I literally
It's so
almost
not
threw up
related,
in
but
my
it's us, so it
car.
doesn't matter. This is great. Say it again.
Almost threw up in my car again on New Year's Day.
Not
Like,
again.
almost. I did it.
A year later, lesson has not been learned.
No, and she'll never learn that lesson, frankly.
Watch it happen literally like
But
tonight.
no, look, January 22nd, 2022.
Well, that's when we started recording, but we haven't dropped it. So we
No, I
officially,
know.
anniversary is like in March.
Gotcha.
March-ish. Or was it February?
But that was also the very
One of
first time
those
we
fucking
tried
months.
recording, and we
Wait,
were
send me that
like,
picture. That's cute. Oh my God, it was horrible. And we couldn't
we
figure
were
out
like,
how to hide the
why
word.
did we do this?
We're like, wow, this is weird.
Frankly, have we gotten any better?
We got Bucci. That is a win as far as I'm concerned. We have come so fucking far.
We got Bucci, we got Zaretsky. Like,
Aaron
listen,
Logan, how could we ever forget you?
we
It's great. We're doing so, honestly, I'm
okay.
proud of us. We've come so fucking far. Next
Honey.
up, Biz Nasty.
I get right.
Dude, the day that happens is the day I retire.
That happens today, we say, all right, shut it down. That's the last episode, folks. Thanks. Good night.
Literally, thank you for
Goes out
joining.
to all my fans, everyone out there.
No, Biz is gonna be like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
I'm gonna be like,
That's
you
awesome.
started this, sir, and
I
now
love
you're
that.
also finishing it. Thank you. Good night.
Honestly, that would be so fucking full circle.
I'm saying. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, we appreciate y'all. And as always, this podcast is not affiliated with any NHL, AHL, or any hockey organization, just in general.
Yep.
Be sure to like, subscribe, rate us 5 stars, or else you're a flop. And that would be on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon, and Audible.
That's it. You got through the list.
Yeah. And
Follow
also
us
make sure to
on
follow our social medias.
Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. We're at the underscore hockey girls. Yeah. We're also on YouTube, but this episode is not fucking going on YouTube. We both
Yeah,
learned.
no.
We
You
are
will
less
not see our
than,
faces.
we are not looking great.
No, this episode was brought to you purely on 2023 kicking us while we were down.
Literally, we are 5 days in.
Yeah.
We are
Happy.
five
Oh.
days in and want to call it.
On that note, also, because I didn't say this before, Happy New Year.
I
Merry
don't like
Christmas.
saying that. I think New Year's is stupid.
Yeah, well,
I
I
always
like to
have.
say
I had to say it at
it.
work last week, and I was like, this is the most nauseatingly
Yeah.
obnoxious, positive shit I've ever said.
Wish everyone a very Happy New Year. I hope it goes better than the way that ours has started.
My God.
And I hope y'all tune back in next week. And we
We
will
will
be.
actually be back next week. I promise. Right. We'll do it.
Right.
Accountability. We'll do it.
Exactly. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.